Welcome to Wrestling Off That Handle. I'm your host, Ronald Preville. With me, got my co-host, Randy Vega.
What's up, guys? And if this is your first time tuning in, guys, appreciate you guys checking out Wrestling Off The Handles. And you can catch us on all platforms. You can catch us on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you look up Wrestling Off The Handles, we will be there. So if you guys want to tune in, whatever platform is your platform, you can find us.
AEW brought wrestling back.
You think so?
I thought it was pretty awesome. I thought it was okay, to be honest with you, it was good, but it did feel like, okay, this is some newer guys starting a business. We're going to give them a TV show because the production was okay, but not compared to WWE.
Okay.
WWE's production is way better.
You want to hear my thoughts?
What's that?
Okay. I felt like I was watching a current day version. Okay. So it was WWE current day. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like watching AEW last night was like watching WCW Nitro back in the day.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I felt like we were watching old school, like the visual of it. The wrestling matches are all right. They were decent. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was the way the it looked and it felt. I felt like I was watching like old school, like WCW, and the way it looked. Like I didn't feel like the visual was up to date at all.
No, it didn't seem like they was. I think they just said they have a smaller budget than a WWE worldwide production because they, you know, WWE has money. It was still good. Obviously, they have a budget and they're still building. It's the first show.
But do you think that Impact has a better budget? Because Impact looked better than that to me.
Impact has more money. They also have the dude from that band Smashing Pumpkins behind them, so they got money. Oh, they're good. But the only thing I would say, it made me, why I can kind of agree with you, that it felt like watching WCW and WWE back in the day, is because I kept switching over to NXT.
No. Not WWE. Like, that's the thing. NXT looked amazing. I thought it was a great show the whole time. Mm-hmm. We've, like, the wrestling matches, everything. I thought everything was great. But mm-hmm. watching AEW Dynamite last night, I felt like I was back in the early 2000s, late 90s, watching wrestling through the visual. Like, it was good wrestling matches, though. Just visually, I just couldn't get over the fact, like, I felt like I was watching something old.
It did feel a little old, but I think it's just different. And they were doing different stuff in wrestling that you don't see in WWE, that you always see in WWE. You saw a lot of stuff. There were definitely some botches, but, like, these are a lot of younger guys and younger women. I'm not saying they're green. They're just, you know, not seasoned. And also, cameramen at WWE are professional. Like, they'll make you look good. They'll cover up your botches. The editing at WWE is way better.
Yeah, but still, you got to think about it, though. If you're putting up, regardless if it's a new company or not, the most important thing you'd want to get, even if it's, like, okay cameras, is good cameramen and production. Like, the cameras can be dirt cheap, but, like, you know, I record a vlog with an old-ass fucking camera, and I still make it look good because I actually do angles and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, like, pretty much like a one-camera shot or two-camera shot.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, the side of the ring and then the main
intro.
The main intro, yeah.
I only think only two people, like, WWE brought back Pyro. Now, only two people I saw had Pyro was Chris Jericho and
Cody.
Cody. I don't think, those only two. Yeah.
Young Bucks didn't have it. Omega didn't have it. None of it.
Young Bucks had confetti or something like that.
Yeah.
So you see, obviously, they have a budget cap. But you know, I want to talk about MFG.
Yeah.
He feels like – I saw on Twitter someone wrote this, and I was like, oh, my God, he is. He looks like he's the white version of Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah. I kind of got that feeling of that.
Like, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, yeah, he's the same walk. They have the whole scarf around his neck, him talking his trash. Yep. Good wrestler. Young guy. Decent match. Do you see him being a guy who's going to be a champion, like a world heavyweight champion, or he's just a good heel?
No, I kind of see him as a trash heel.
What?
I call it – To me, he hasn't earned the right to be called a good heel.
Mm.
that's just to me. Like, you know, you gotta give it some time down the road. You know what I mean? Like, I can see Jericho being a great heel.
Well, Jericho's always been a good heel.
Yeah, no, but he's had the time to prove himself. So, like, you know, you're not just gonna come in of one match and be a heel, because they tried to do that with Moxley when he was WWE. It didn't work for that, and eventually turned right back. So you got to give it all time to develop. I don't think there's enough story time yet for it to develop. And plus, they only have an hour.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I did like also AEW did do like a countdown, like kind of at 7 o'clock. It was more about how AEW. It's going to be hard to get them not confused, but how AEW started, how they're moving the wrestling along in life right now, and do it. Pushing it to its boundaries and doing different stuff.
Yeah.
So I like that. The Cody match was actually pretty good.
It was all right. When that wasn't that. You know what's bothering me? I think about AEW. It's great, and I like the matches. All the matches are good. Like, some of them were kind of eh, but you know, there were still good matches to watch. I mean, what's bothering me though is that you don't have any like larger than life characters there. You know what I mean? Like you don't have. And I know, like, it really doesn't need them, but like to have like a one or two, like a Braun over there, or like even a Roman Reigns, like a big fucking dude that's like the big dog, like, you know what I mean, the people everybody fears, like in the background type shit.
But they you have, do, they, you know they what? Should, I did notice that it doesn't seem like they do have a big guy.
Yeah, there. I feel like it's just like a bunch of kids, not kids. I'm just using an analogy. I'm not talking shit about the guys, but I feel like it's a bunch of like kids just running around fighting each other because there's no bully.
But that's what AEW started. It's like, it's the alternative to wrestling. What you would normally see is that Vince always had the big guys, always had a Braun Strowman, a Big Show, Andre the Giant. They're kind of doing it differently, where it's alternative wrestling, where that's why you're unfortunately seeing more botches, I think, because, you know, they're trying different stuff where big guys just do big guy moves and that's it. And the closest big guy they had, you know, was spoiler. Jack Swagger. That's the only big guy currently. So he may fit that mold that you're talking about.
I don't even see it, because when you look at him standing next to everybody in the ring, he was almost the same size as everybody. Maybe an inch or two taller. But him standing next to like Cody and them, like, yeah. And he was standing next to Goldust. When he was wrestling him, they were almost eye to eye. So, I mean, it wasn't like a you know, I still, you know, the matches are all great, but I don't believe any of the storylines yet. And even though they haven't had time to develop, give it time and see, you know, we give it a couple of weeks of watching it and see how it goes. But like, I just feel like they need like a larger than life person on there to fuck shit up to when he, like, almost like a Brock Lesnar. Have him come out, even though I hate Brock Lesnar, have him come out, fuck everybody up. And that's his thing. He just comes out, whoops, whoever he wants. And you got to have a couple confrontations here and there. You know what I mean? The David and Goliath.
But they're not Goliath because they want it to be alternative. They want it to be like, oh, yeah, anyone could kind of be a wrestler. It's a place where you wouldn't see in WWE. I don't think they're going to do that. They don't want that, man. They don't need a Goldberg. They don't need a Big Show.
I get that. I get that they don't need that. Mm-hmm. But
wrestling needs that.
They need that. I get they don't want that, but like, okay, so you're gonna. It's pretty all right. Oh yeah, I can't even say this on there. It's gonna be a bunch of just. It's gonna turn into like another like a lucha match. Just a bunch of lucha matches back and forth. That's what I feel like this is gonna become. And the reason WWE is so good and so popular is because they do have an actual. They have their characters that are like larger than life, and they They're just, you know, above. They're like, you know, gods in the world and shit like that. Like, you need to build up characters like that so that the storylines are all actually more believable, I feel.
I get you.
Even in TNA Impact, they have that. They had a couple big-ass people in there who just come in and fuck everybody's world up, and then that was it, you know?
It's new, bro. It's still new. It's the first episode.
Yeah. With time, they'll change. I know that for sure.
They'll see. They're gonna see what works and what doesn't. Yep. We obviously see Jericho, pretty much beats up Cody, sucker punches him, and I guess they're gonna have a match for the world title. I see now that title's probably gonna go to Cody.
I don't think so. How soon are you going to have the guy who put it all together be the guy? You get what I mean? That's too...
Chris Jericho probably doesn't want to be the champ forever or for like a long time. He's going to do some stuff with Fozzy and just kind of probably just did it as a favor just to be the champion.
No, I get that much, but I mean, he's going to have to hold on to that belt for a little bit at least. You know, yeah, give it time and then let somebody else be the champion before Cody becomes the champion of his own thing. Because he's running the whole thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right.
It's going to be kind of messed up. It's just like me saying, hey, I'm going to do this comedy contest. But I'm letting you guys know we're all going to compete, but the judge is going to pick me regardless. So
yeah,
there's no point doing a contest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the tag team tournament they have.
That is cool.
I like their tag team division. It feels like that's going to be their number one, even though you know the brothers literally are tag team royalty, pretty much.
The Lucha Bros?
No, not the Lucha. Yeah, Lucha Bros. Yes. But also, I thought it was going to be that actually Young Bucks were going to be the tag team champions.
Well, they were for a moment, though. But I think they dropped the belt just so that they dropped. I think all the belts were dropped except Jericho's.
Yeah,
whatever belts they had, because they need to build some storyline and some friction, which is good. Which I'm cool with. And plus, the Young Bucks having a back and forth now with LAX. They're building storylines, which is totally cool. And you got Kenny Omega with John Moxley now. Like it's a pretty much a Royal Rumble of storylines, but they need to start separating them.
Seeing that six man tag match, I was like, Spanish people, that's like Randy.
Yeah, that son?
No, I was.
I didn't hear you.
I was saying I was making a joke about that you are actually one of the wrestlers. You went either you're Santino or what's the other guy from LA?
Yeah. I want to be a Lucha Bro, bro. Fuck that.
I want to be a Lucha Bro.
Them Lucha Bros. I like that shit. Their little saying, "Sin miedo."
Yeah. What does it mean?
I mean, no fear.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
And I think they with that tag when both tag teams came out, it was Yeah, Lucha Bros and SCU. And I don't know. I feel like they were more louder for the Lucha Bros than they were for SCU.
Oh, of course. Because Lucha Bros have more time in the game, bro. And the Young Bucks, too, them being champs. I mean, that can't last either, bro. Like, not last, but I'm saying, like, you guys are still, like, I get AEW, they even said when they were talking about it, like, they want to pay homage to the people who should have homage paid to them and give them their. So they got to give the old school, a quick little run, but then they're gonna use that and then bring up the new school, which is great. I think if they do it like that,
I feel you. Speaking of legends or the old schools, I saw an old school ref there.
Yeah, what's his face?
Earl Hepner.
Hepner. Yeah, he left wrestling. He hasn't even wrestled ring for a while, dude.
Yeah, well, it did kind of seem a little slower in the ring when he was refereeing the match, but I'm like, yeah, he's old as shit. Like, he was old when I was a kid, so, like, of course he's going to be a little slow, but you could still be a referee, but, like...
Oh, yeah, and then that's cool, though, because they have a women refereeing the male matches, too, which I agree with. I'm cool with that. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, she's actually a really good ref. People, like... Yeah.
I think she's refereeing, like, TNA and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, but, like, she's probably the top referee out there that isn't signed by WWE. Like, people really, like her and like her personality and stuff like that.
Yeah, she should definitely... be praised in a sense. You get what I mean? Like, they need to give her just dues.
Yeah, I don't want her. If WWE signs her, I feel like they'll do some stupid stuff with her. Hopefully, she stays with AEW and they blow up.
Yeah, don't sign her. I'm not saying WWE sign her. I'm saying like AEW needs to show the girl some love, like for real. Like they need to give her. The rain, like they let her do her thing when she's roughing the show. Like, she seems like she has the talent and stuff. She's actually good in the ring. Like you can see she's never really out of place. Like she knows, like she's like a vet ref. So
very
she needs to, they need to have her in like the main events and shit like that, reffing those, which is important, I think, because if they don't put her in those matches, you're going to have some scrub ass ref
Yeah, some of the guys are older and kind of green. That's, but she's a very knowledgeable. She's a very good ref. Pac versus Hangman Page. That was all right, man.
I didn't mind it. I thought that was pretty cool. I haven't seen Pac in a while wrestle. And I thought it was cool, even though he's like one of the heels now, which I liked when he wasn't. But the dudes, both of them dudes are fucking acrobatic as shit.
Yeah, I mean the match. I just wasn't excited to watch the match, but I did like the finish. It was a very good finish. Like,
yeah.
You know, also side note with that. Matches, I think was the first match where they did picture in picture. I hate it when WWE does the picture in picture.
Wait, say that again.
The picture, picture to picture. When they do the commercial, where you half the matches on the small side of the screen. Somebody selling soda or something.
Oh yeah. I get you. That was terrible.
So they did that, but like to tell you, like a little bit of wrestling secret is that if you do that, a lot of times the wrestlers know that they're on a commercial break, and what they do is like they don't do anything really. They'll walk you around the house, they'll walk you around the ring or something, or give you a couple punches, but won't do anything.
They're not gonna do anything exciting to make, you know, to ruin the off-air stuff. They're not gonna. Yeah, I get what you mean.
So I hate picture-picture, but, you know, I'm glad they at least do it because I was wondering if they're going to be having way too many commercials like with an hour.
Which I was glad they really didn't do that many commercials, honestly. It wasn't that bad to watch. It really wasn't. But I felt like the good thing about all of that was it was a good – I mean, granted, I think some of the matches went too long, like, I love the women's division and shit like that, but you don't need for a women's match to go 15 fucking minutes.
No, there's a reason, but I'm just saying that match was not that good. There were some botches in there. Nia Rose almost at the finish. She at the end of the finish, she almost like powerbombed that dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no need for that. Like, all right, you lost. Cool. If you're building a storyline, what storyline are you going to be building? They're talking about they're going to probably have a cross, gender match. I'm like, for what? You know, it makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense. He already has a grudge. How many storylines are you trying to have with what's his face in there with Kenny Omega? That makes no sense. Are you trying to have 16 different storylines with Kenny Omega? Like, he already has a great one going on right now with John Moxley. So John. Why are you trying to put him between 18 other people now? That makes no fucking sense.
Well, he's the face of the company. He's part of, like, hopefully they don't do this. Have too much power.
They shouldn't have him in 18 different storylines.
Yeah, he does seem to be too many stories. So that's what I'm saying. Like, WCW did that too. When they would do that with Hulk Hogan, I'm in too many damn stories. So you don't want to do that with them. Hopefully they don't go that route.
Yeah, and plus you're going to tire the fuck out of them too. Like, you know, it makes no sense.
Well, the first woman champion is, what was her name? Maya?
No, Rio.
Oh, Rio, yeah. Well, that's not Street Fighter. That's Ryu.
Yeah, Ryu is Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah, Rio. I thought it was a decent, okay match. They were a lot of botches, but, like, you know, it's cool. First airing women's champion.
Yeah, cool. and plus on top of that too, like, thinking about it, you got and I'm not even trying to hate, but you got this skinny ass little Asian chick wrestling this girl who's like 10 times her size.
Well, that's
you're trying to, like,
Brock. That's a Brock Lesnar.
That's the female Brock. Yeah, but I feel like there could be a better female Brock Lesnar. Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It wasn't believable to me, is what I mean. Like, I didn't believe it.
It was, that's what, yeah, it wasn't a believable match. But, DJ and Simon Bob, apparently they're doing another game and Strike Back.
Yep, and apparently Jericho's in it. That's why they were there to promote it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
It makes sense, but I think they could have waited a little bit before they promoted. Like,
you know, I don't know if I want to see it, though.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm saying, let them get some. Let AEW get some run time and let them, you know, build some fan base before you start promoting it. Because, all right, you the first night you watched it, cool, you learn to promote it. But, like, who's to say that the fan base actually watched it that night? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, it, the movie comes out, like, next month, so they have to, like, do it. They have to promote.
That makes sense, yeah.
All right, the match I saw John Moxley pretty much DDT'd
I enjoyed every moment of that.
That looked cool. I was like, oh,
Kenny Omega almost died. That was what I saw.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what? John Moxley again, destroying his body for entertainment.
The man. And plus, didn't he just have that shit with his elbow? He's already back. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, screw this elbow again.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, all right, cool, John. Yeah, yeah, just losing a limb here. That's all.
I think we're ending over here, man. Yeah, man. Well, how did you feel about it? Like, if you had to rate AEW?
Honestly, if I had to rate it, if you're talking about, like, match-wise, or are you talking about, like, all in general?
All around.
So, I know our opinions don't matter shit because we're just a small podcast, LOL. But, I think if I had to give it out of, like, a 1 to 10, mm-hmm. I would probably give it a 7. And the only reason I'm giving it a 7 is because I feel the visual aspect of it could have been a little bit better, and I'm not saying because they're on a budget. I'm just saying that's the same thing we saw with TNT, and WCW had a huge budget. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And they were on TNT as well. So I think it's just TNT itself that has shitty cameras.
But it's just I felt the production value was okay, but for like how big those superstars are, I thought felt like they should have. It felt like
it could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, it's like an independent company just said, like, hey, we'll give you some TV time.
Well, honestly, I feel like it's an independent company who's going public. Because that's what it pretty much is now, because they're on TV. Yeah. So you're thinking about it in that aspect, they're going public now. So it was a bunch of independent dudes who want to be the new public figure of wrestling, which is cool. But if you're going to bring it, you got to bring it, bro. You're going up against the, you know, big dick of the land, WWE, you know, it's going to be tough, especially because they have, even though they have more money to put into it, you guys could easily, with the budget they had, I think, could have done something to make it stick out, you know, even if they're not trying to follow the storyline. I fully understand that, and they're trying to do their own thing. But you could have did something to separate you a lot from the other brands, you know what I mean?
I just wanted to see someone go through a table. If I would have saw that, all we did see, you know, Kenny Omega do that. But if I would have saw someone go through an actual table, like a hardcore match, I would have been hooked right away. So they're still building up for that. So that's why I give it a 6 overall.
Oh, so I thought you were going to give it more than me. All right. Now I don't feel so bad.
Nah, I'm honest. You know, it's the first episode. They're going to
if you want to hear my honesty, dude.
What?
Now you said you gave it a 6.
Yeah,
I gave it a 7 being nice. I honestly wanted to give it like a 4 or 5, but that's just me being biased because of the fact that I felt like I was watching WCW all over again.
Yeah.
And shit, you know what I mean?
I feel you. All right, so you give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 5.
I'm going to give it a 6. I'm going to stick with the 6 on that.
All right, you go.
I'm going to stick with the 6 on that. I'm not going to pull away from that. I dropped it down 1 just because I was trying to be nice and give him 7. But I'm gonna
drop it down. I said 6 earlier. Now I said 5. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 5. Go with a 5. I feel
comfortable. Yeah, I'm cool with a 6. That's what I'm saying. Right. I felt like we'll give it some time. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but I would. Of what I saw, I'd be like, okay, cool. Maybe the pay-per-views are a little bit better, but what I saw wouldn't really make me be like, yeah, WWE is done. They're over. I was like,
no, yeah, there was nowhere. Like, in all honesty, too, a part of me enjoyed NXT way better watching it than.
Yes! Switching back, I was like, I started watching. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go back to watching AEW.
Yeah, like, I genuinely was more excited watching Like, if we had to go for a rating, like NXT versus AEW, I'd give NXT easily a 9 because they you know, not because they have storylines and shit already built in, which they do, but thinking about it, you know, it's gonna be a while before AEW comes close to what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I agree, just watching NXT, dude, and all of the surprises and, you know, Street Profits are fucking dope.
They're funny as hell. They're talented. Yeah,
I like watching them. And I like fucking the original bro. I just like the characters they got there. Not the Matt characters, the wrestlers. You know,
Matt
Riddle. Yeah, Matt Riddle's good. I just like what they got in the story. And then plus, you know, they cross-branding with NXT UK, which is still, you know, it's cool that now they're getting NXT UK dudes on board over here as well. Like, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Again, AEW, first episode. All right. We're just going to have to keep waiting.
Yeah.
All right. We're episode
and
right
by,
here.
And by no means are we WWE shills. I'm going to state that right now. We're just stating facts, bro.
If, we just love
it. It was mediocre. It wasn't mediocre. It was okay at best.
Yeah.
You know,
I wasn't thrilled with it. I thought I was. I was super excited to like watch. I've seen their pay per views and they were pretty good. But this,
I was more excited about the pay per views. But you know, NXT, I think, is winning clearly right now on the Wednesday Night Wars.
So, they won the first round.
Oh, of course, bro. It's you know, they brought you know. Oh, and by the way, real quick too. I'm curious, why is Finn Balor going back to NXT?
I don't think he's going back. He's just doing some spots, you know, just because it's on a new network.
It's on the same network as Raw. And Finn Balor is a Raw, assigned to Raw. But what I'm saying is
NXT bigger. You're going to make NXT bigger by doing that. And he could be the big fish there.
That's the thing, though. I don't know why. Like, are they going to make him the big fish there? Or are they going to, like, what I'm saying is he's saying he's Raw and then everybody's, you know, speculating and shit like that, but I mean, not Raw, NXT.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there. I guess he's saying it. I'm getting tongue tied. He's saying he's NXT. So they're saying it as if he's going to be back with them. And what they were saying afterwards, after all the, like the announcers and shit like that, all the stuff they were saying was that Finn Balor is back on NXT. They were saying it as if he's back with them. Because if he was going to do a spot, he would actually be on the match. Like, you know, if it was just a spot, he would have showed up dressed up, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Ciampa afterwards.
Well, I don't know, man.
You know what I mean? So if he's back, that's what I don't understand. Like, why? Yeah, so, like, if Finn Balor's back, cool. I don't mind it. But it's just weird.
I don't think so, man.
So soon. Not back so soon, but like. Because the way they were saying as if he's back for sure. Like he's there.
Yeah. If he is, he'll just be the big fish on campus and he would like just make it help it build the brand because like he's dope on Raw, obviously. But if you put him back to NXT, you're also building the brand on TV, getting worldwide. So like people don't have the network, but some people do still have cable. So that's just them boosting the ratings for NXT.
True. That's all it is. I mean, if they were doing that, then why don't they have Ricochet and like Aleister Black come back and do a spot too? You get what I mean? Like have their big guys just came up.
They probably will bring those guys back here and there, but they got some storylines with them at NXT or with WWE with Raw, where Finn Balor didn't have any storyline currently.
True. I mean, his storyline ended when he got choked out by
the Fiend.
The Fiend. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I mean,
what's up?
I feel like because of that, maybe that's why they they sent him down because the storyline was done. Maybe that was part of his contract. Maybe he has to go back. You know, who knows. But we'll see you next couple of weeks.
All right. Okay. I think we'll end the episode here.
Yeah, man.
You got any shows or anything coming up, man?
No shows coming up. not right now. Next week, I'll be next Wednesday, I'll be at CNI Studios down in Fort Lauderdale performing. Okay. But besides that, I'm laying low for the next couple of days. I got some stuff I'm working on. So,
yeah. All right, man. Hit your social media, man.
You guys follow me on YouTube and Instagram at Randy V Comedy. Definitely follow that YouTube. I'm trying to get to 100 subs so that way I can finally change the goddamn name on there. So I can actually say, hey, follow me at Randy V Comedy on YouTube instead of fucking posting 80,000 fucking letters on there and shit. Like everybody always, you know, I hate sending a link to people like, hey, what's your YouTube? And then it being, you know, 80 billion freaking letters. No, I just wanted to be like, hey, follow me at Randy V Comedy. Boom, click link, done. Definitely show some love, guys.
All right. You can always find me, Renald Preville, at everything at Hey, It's Renald, HEYITS, Renald, RENALD. Also, follow the Instagram page of Wrestling Off the Handle.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Email us at wrestlingoffthehandlepodcast@gmail.com. Hit us with any questions, any ideas you want us to talk about, anything. Hopefully wrestling related. Like, yeah, I can't help you with
we can give you relationship info if you want, but you know,
we should.
I find it hysterical. You know, I give great you know, relationship advice. I mean, hey, it is what it is sometimes, you know. Sometimes you gotta cut somebody loose, male or female.
Yeah.
No matter. Ladies, if you want relationship advice too, feel free to call in.
Wrestling Off the Handle Podcast at gmail.com.
Bro, we need to come up with... All right, we'll talk about this afterwards. But yeah, this is the podcast, guys. Appreciate you guys tuning in.
Thanks for listening.